Dee Dee, don't touch the camera. It just keeps growing, Dee Dee. There's no stopping it.
I see what you mean, Charles. I suppose you're going to have to cut it off.
Cut it off?
Every child needs to get his hair cut sooner or later.
I don't know, Dee Dee. I have a feeling Chucky's going to be scared.
Chucky? Afraid of a little haircut? Oh, nonsense, Charles.
I know something you don't know.
What is it, Angelica?
Actually, it's about Chucky.
About me?
Snip, snip. I don't know any other Chucky. Snip, snip, snip.
Well, what is it?
You wanna know?
Uh-huh.
You really wanna know?
Uh-huh.
You sure you wanna?
Just tell us, Angelica.
Okay. Chucky, you're getting your hair cut.
Hair cut?
What happened?
You had a little scare, but don't worry, she's gone now. It's all over.
Oh, Tommy, I don't want to get my hair cut. I've had this hair my whole life. Why do they want to cut it now?
I don't know, Chucky.
Life is so hard, Tommy. Sometimes I think it's the hardest thing there is.
Chucky, I know it's scary sometimes, but you gotta be brave.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Hey, Chucky, how about a little haircut?
Charles, maybe this is a job for professionals. I know someone who might be good.
Hello there. And how are we doing?
Actually, we're not doing so well. Chucky here seems to be just a little afraid.
Don't worry. Everyone's afraid when they get their first haircut. Just come with me to the land of the magical scissors. I was talking to Chucky.
Oh, of course.
Here we are, little haircut dreamer. Go get 'em, Chucky. Go on, little fella. This is sort of fun, isn't it? You never want to be afraid, because if you're afraid, it shows you're weak.
And after he spilled the industrial strength cologne and got into the barrel of hair, he knocked over a tub of lather, ran into a shelf of shampoo, and snapped a cardboard cutout of Crew Cut the Clown right in half. I've never been so humiliated in all my life.
Sure you have, Chaz. What about the time you got stood up for your senior prom?
Or the time your boss called you an imbecile over the PA system?
Or the time that old woman at the supermarket punched you in the jaw?
Or the time that...
Okay, I exaggerated. But it was a pretty ugly scene.
Leather, skidded into a shelf of shampoo, and snapped a cut out of Crew Cut the Clown right in half. I've never been so humiliated in all my life.
But you sure smell nice.
And you didn't have to get your hair cut.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
You're not gonna get off that easy. Everybody's gotta get their hair cut sooner or later. And you know what else, Chucky? It's gonna hurt real bad.
That's not true. Getting your hair cut doesn't hurt at all.
Yeah, sure. That's what the grown-ups want you to think.
Nuh-uh.
Uh-huh. Chucky, I'm your friend. I'm the one who's looking out for you. And when I say getting your hair cut's gonna hurt, I mean it.
No, Chucky. She's just trying to scare you. It doesn't hurt. It really doesn't.
Does too?
Does not.
Does too?
Does not.
Well, I guess the only way to find out for sure is to do a little experiment.
Experiment?
Yep, experiment. All we do is walk up to Chucky, take a single piece of his hair, and...
Ow!
Pull it right out.
Hey, Angelica, that hurt.
And that was just one hair. Think about how much it's gonna hurt when they chop the whole thing off.
Oh.
What if you held him down and just cut it?
No. Lipschitz says that could be traumatic.
I know. What if I cut it while he's sleeping?
Uh-uh. According to Lipschitz, you have to be honest about hair separation.
Let's face it. He's hopeless.
Hey, look on the bright side, Chaz. If his hair gets really long, he can have a career as one of those heavy metal rock stars.
He's afraid of spandex.
Huh?
It's not fair. It's just not fair. What's wrong with long hair? Plenty of kids got long hair and they lead perfectly dormant lives.
Yeah, too bad you're not going to be one of them.
Maybe there's some way we can make you not as scared of getting your hair cut.
No, really.
Hey, I know what we can do.
You don't have to.
Anybody got a yo-yo?
Oh, well, I fight it.
Maybe you could hypnotize him, Chaz. I've read about that stuff.
Oh, nonsense, Stu. You can't hypnotize a 2-year-old.
Chucky, you are getting very sleepy. Very sleepy.
This will never work.
Sure it will. I saw it on TV. Chucky, you... Now, Chucky, when I say the word banana, you'll pretend you're a duck, okay?
Pretend I'm a duck.
When I ring Tommy's little bell, you're gonna pretend you're a cow, okay?
Pretend I'm a cow.
And whenever you see a scissors, you won't be scared, okay? Okay?
Won't be scared.
Good. Now when I clap, you'll wake up.
I'm telling you, Susie, it'll never work.
Chucky, how would you like a banana?
Quack, quack, quack. Quack, 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 quack.
Moo!
Whoa! Hey, Chucky! Banana! Quack,
quack,
quack, quack.
Moo! Moo!
Banana!
Quack, quack.
Moo! Banana!
Quack.
Moo!
Banana!
Quack.
Moo!
Banana! Quack.
Moo!
See, it works! Now, Chucky, it's time for a haircut. Gave it my best shot.
It was a good try.
Let's face it, I'm hopeless.
Banana, quack.
If I could only show him that getting your hair cut doesn't hurt.
That's it.
What's it?
You need to show him that getting your hair cut won't hurt.
Well, how's he gonna do that, Deed?
It's easy. Charles, you just have to let Chucky cut a little of your hair.
My hair? No, Chucky. It's not gonna hurt, see? It doesn't hurt, Chucky. Here, you try.
Go ahead, Chucky, cut.
Dee Dee, what a great idea. Well, you can always count on Lipschitz.
Maybe you'd better.
I'm so relieved.
Chaz.
Things will be so much easier now.
Charles.
I mean, Chaz.
What?
Your hair.
My hair?
Did you see how much my daddy cried after he got his hair cut? And he hardly ever cries. Oh, why does it always have to be me?
Because you're the one with hairs.
Well, that makes sense.
Chucky, how do you feel right now?
How do you think I feel? Awful.
Real awful or just a little awful?
Real awful. You don't have to rub it in.
You think you could feel any awfuler?
I don't see how.
Then why don't you just let him cut your hair? It can't be any worse than living in fear.
You know something, Tommy? That's the dumbest thing I ever heard.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
But I guess I don't have any choice, do I? I mean, if I don't get it over with now, I'm just gonna be afraid forever.
Does that mean you're gonna do it?
This is kind of hard to explain, guys, but even though I don't want to do it, part of me kind of does want to do it.
It does?
Yeah. I mean, part of me says, Chucky, you just gotta do it. Then the other part says, Chucky, don't listen to him. He doesn't know what he's talking about. But then the first part keeps saying, do it, Chucky, do it.
Sounds confusing.
It is, Phil. But no matter how scary it is, no matter how much it's gonna hurt, I'm gonna get my hair cut.
Wow, Chucky, you sure are brave.
I think he's a fool.
I see we're back for another try. Oh, and what happened to Daddy's hair?
It's a long story. Anything you can do?
Oh, I'm sure we can think of something. But first, the little one.
I...
You better go, Chucky.
You think Chucky went through with it?
I don't know. I bet he did.
Did not.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I am?
Hey, guys.
Chucky, you did it. You got your hair cut.
Yep. And it didn't hurt one bit.
Wow.
Time for your photo, Chucky.
I'll take it. That way I can get one of the two of you.
Oh, that really isn't necessary still.
Oh, I insist. Come on, Chaz. Take that dumb hat off.
Do I have to?
Yes.
All right.
Much better.
And that's my water container, and those are my energy cookies, and that's my insect pellet for the big fat icky bugs. There's always bugs when you go to camp.
Yay! Big deal.
Wow, day camp sounds great, Susie. I wish we could go.
You're too little, Tommy. Day camp is fun, but it's real hard, too.
Hard? That's a laugh. Camp is for kids who can't handle real life.
It is too hard, Angelica. You have to climb over things and go through scary woods and play lots of hard games. You don't even get to go to the party indoors.
I can do that day camp stuff standing on my head. They probably make me boss of the place my first day.
You think so, Angelica?
I know so.
Well, too bad you're not coming to day camp, too.
Yeah, too bad. Then you'd see something.
Oh, that's a terrific idea. Angelica could use a little socialization.
Huh?
What was that all about?
Well, that was Lucy Carmichael. Apparently, Susie's going to day camp this summer, and when Angelica heard about it, she got really excited. Lucy thought we might want to enroll her, too.
Oh, that's great. She'll love it. But Angelica, honey, this will be a great experience for you. And your friend Susie will be there. Maybe we shouldn't make her go.
Daddy's right, dear. You're going to have a wonderful time. Now, Drew, remember, we decided we were going to take a firmer hand with her.
I know, but listen, Angel. Sometimes we all have to do things we don't want to do because they're good for us.
Not me, Daddy. I'm special.
She's going.
Well, Cynthia, this is another fine mess you've gotten us into. You always have to open your big mouth, don't you?
Okay, everybody, let's sing a song.
Yay! Oh, please.
Peck my white bread and salami.
Peck my white bread and salami.
Then said bye-bye to my mommy.
Then said bye-bye to my mommy.
She and Daddy cut me loose.
She and Daddy cut me loose.
With a canteen full of apple juice.
With a canteen full of apple juice.
Welcome to Ferris Island. Like it or not, you're going to be spending the next 4 hours here. So let's get one thing straight right from the start. I'm in charge. My name is Jack Bubble, Mr. Bubble to you. Anyone makes fun of my name, they'll be peeling sunflower seeds the rest of the day. What's all this, then?
It's my stuff, Mr. Bubble, sir.
You won't be needing any of that. We provide the stuff here. Les, take these personal items away.
Hey, that's my stuff!
You'll get a receipt.
I guess I have you to thank for this, eh?
Yeah, isn't it fun?
Fun? You call this fun?
Yeah, and pretty soon we get to have swimming lessons over there on the lake.
You mean I have to get in that yucky, muddy water with all those smelly little kids?
Uh-huh, and then we get to go on a hike through the woods.
Ew, won't we get all sweaty and dirty and stuff?
Yep, and then we get to play on the obstacle course.
Look, Susie, I think I'm gonna just skip all that stuff.
Really? Well, okay. See you later.
I wonder where they keep the cookies around here.
And where do you think you're going, young lady?
I was just gonna go find the cookies.
I don't think so.
We'll be right back. Good. Very good. Outstanding. Keep up the good work, kid. Went a little overboard with the pace there, didn't you, Junior? Good. Good. And what do you call this, little girl?
It's a present for my daddy. Actually, it's, what I was trying to do was, I thought...
What we have here is a failure to communicate.
Huh?
And who is this? Your little friend? Did she help you build this thing?
Hey, give me back Cynthia!
You'll get her back when you prove you can handle popsicle sticks like a real cat. I don't get it. Kids usually love that joke.
They won't fight us in here, Cynthia. At least I hope not. Oh, Cynthia, what have I done to deserve this? Where did I go wrong?
Is there anybody in there?
No.
Good, because I really gotta go.
Hey, I thought you said there's nobody in here.
There isn't. Get out of here, kid.
What's she doing in here?
I'm hiding out, okay? So scram.
I know. Wow.
Yeah, well.
My name's Bodhi. Can I hide out with you?
It's kind of a one-kid hiding place.
Okay, I understand. You don't want me here. You don't have to say anymore. I get you.
Good. Now get out of here. Somebody might see
you. Hey, you want some juice or something? Maybe some cookies?
Look, will you just... Cookies? Comic books, cookies, juice. This is life, eh, Cynthia?
I got you some gum, Angelica.
Good job, buddy. That kid might not be too bright, but what can I say? I like him.
Now, where could that little fella be going with all that ice cream? Well, now, what's this?
I don't know.
Looks to me like ice cream. A very great deal of ice cream. Is it yours, young man?
I don't know.
Could it be the camp's ice cream?
I don't know.
And what do you suppose is in there?
Poop?
You may return to your unit. As for you, I think a little visit to Mr. Bubble is in order.
But I can't.
Angelica Pickles. Pickles? What nationality is that?
I think it's American, sir.
American, huh? Oh, we've had some trouble with your type. A certain independent streak. Bad for discipline, bad for morale. But I don't think we shall be having any more trouble with you, shall we, Miss Angelica Pickles?
Oh, no, sir.
We're going to make a camper out of you, Angelica. It's not going to be easy, and it's not going to be fun, but we're going to do it. Because that's what we do here at Ferris Island, and may I say, we do it very well. Les?
Sir?
Take Miss Pickles to the kickball field.
Don't you want to play kickball with your little friend?
My daddy's a bazillionaire. Get me out of this, and you can have $1,000,000.
Oh. Get out there, kid. Children, this is Angelica. She would like to join your game.
She can be on your team.
No way! Come on, Angelica. You can be on our team. You know how to play?
Of course I know how to play. It so happens I'm an excellent kickball player.
Move in! She can't kick for beans!
Isn't it fun, Angelica?
Yeah.
It's so dumb!
One, two, three!
Face it, kid. You're never gonna be a camper.
I'm sorry, Angelica. Maybe some kids just weren't meant to be campers.
No! As Bob is my witless, I am gonna be a camper. I am!
Angelica, you sure are.
I told you I'd deboss this whole place in a day.
Angelica Pickles, please report to Mr. Bubbles' office immediately. That is all.
Uh-oh.
All right, kid.
Hey, Angelica. I was wrong. You are a camper.
I didn't think you'd make it, Pickles, but I was wrong. Camp seems to have had its effect.
Yes, Mr. Bubble, I believe it has.
Yes, well, be that as it may, I'm afraid there's been a change.
A change, Mr. Bubble?
Yes, a change of plans. Les, have them come in now.
Ah! I'm sorry you have to leave a little early today, Pumpkin, but we're having dinner at Uncle Stu and Aunt Dee's.
Leave? But I don't want to leave.
I'm sorry. It's out of my hands.